Chapter 2. Is Our Climate Changing? Glaciers carved the landscape of Glacier National Park in northern Montana. During the last ice age, these tongues of ice slowly crept down the mountainsides, gouging out deep valleys. Today, 26 glaciers remain in the park. But maybe not for long, because the glaciers are melting away. Grinnell Glacier, for example, covered 440 acres in 1910. Today, it's less than 180 acres. As the glacier melts, the meltwater feeds a growing lake nearby. Captions. 1932. 1988. Graph. Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
Graph labels.
Carbon dioxide in atmosphere. Parts per million. Year. Caption. The amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has increased greatly since the mid-1800s. Glaciers aren't the only things melting. Large slabs of sea ice in the Arctic Ocean have been noticeably shrinking in recent years. What is causing the glaciers and sea ice to melt? The answer seems to be evident. The climate is growing warmer. The Arctic's average winter temperature is up 3 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit in the last 100 years. Worldwide, the air has warmed by about 1 degree Fahrenheit since 1850. The date 1850 is significant because that's about the time factory machines became powered by steam. The steam was made by burning coal to heat water. The inventions of the automobile and the electric power plant in the late 1800s led to an even greater increase in the use of fossil fuels. Our employment of fossil fuels and the amount of carbon dioxide in the air have been increasing steadily ever since. Caption: Warmer temperatures are causing the Grinnell Glacier to melt.